Progress on the oil spill. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. BP has managed to slip a mile-long siphon into the leaking pipe at the bottom of the Gulf and start diverting some of the oil into a tanker on the surface. Meantime, while there are reports of tar balls and a huge slick is visible, so far, no pictures of slimed beaches. You'd think that with the leak going on almost a month now, the beaches would be utterly destroyed. But as CBS News correspondent Kelly Kobiea reports, the oil has been hiding in huge underwater plumes.
These are sort of like clouds of oil underwater. They're made up of oil droplets.
Those plumes are as big as 10 miles long, 4 miles wide, hundreds of feet thick. That's why scientists would like to be able to measure the leak directly to get a better handle on just how much is actually spilled into the Gulf. But BP has reportedly said, no, that would distract from the main mission, which is to stop the leak. I have a feeling it might also make it way too easy to calculate the gigantic fine, which is no doubt coming. But there might be some potential for an oil plume denial movement here. After all, we may have reports that the plume exists, but have any of you actually seen it? No. All we get are warnings about what it might do to the fish.
These are potentially toxic to fish and other sea life swimming through. They might potentially mistake this for food and ingest it.
But even that might not be so bad. If the fish do ingest the oil, you just catch them, refine them, and call it biodiesel. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.